Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Direction for Truth show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. Hey, Richard, who are you going to vote for this year?
Oh, man, right out of the gate. You have no mercy. If I had my way, I'd get Bernie into office.
Okay,
I can't quite squint my eyes to figure out how that could happen, but I sure like the idea.
Well, it says he's slated to win the next five, and if Hillary's indicted, then certainly that'll go down, but some people won't even care. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Somewhere in your subconscious, you really know who should be our next president, and we're going to show people how to bring it out. Not from all those oughts and shoulds and spin and lie and yammering and stammering, but really from inside you. You know. But we have a couple of announcements before we start. One is we have up a new keynote, and we've decided to advertise that every Tuesday on the shows we do here, Happy Hour and Direction for Truth. Epstein Barr is coming up this week. I love this little notice we put up here. A patient cured is a customer lost. Signed, Big Pharma.
Yikes.
This is a keynote for May 8th to the 14th, and it talked about calcium, and there is a much longer keynote for professionals here. This is just a little short one. So Epstein Barr. If your ears are getting kind of wet and soppy, and that's usually Epstein-Barr is rearing its ugly head. So a lot of stuff going on here, and we've started a new part of the column. Your perfect mate for this week. You're still stubborn. You still want it your way. Well, at least in the beginning, you will need to give a little. Engage in some conversation about something other than yourself. There's a narcissistic streak coming up this week, and you easily fall for it. Flattery gets you everything. A nice Libra might have your number and do you in. Watch your wallet. So that's the added piece. Not only are we going to talk about health, but we're going to talk about the perfect mate information. Have you ever read that before? Have you read the ones we've been putting up, Richard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always.
You should tell people, too, that we are simultaneously broadcasting at Blog Talk Radio with Richard over in California, and I'm in Ohio, and you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio and listen to the show under Direction for Truth, and all of that lightning and thunder you're hearing is we've got like a big lightning storm coming. They said it was coming from all of those tornadoes. Was it in Oklahoma they were in last night? I think. And so that's all this background noise you're hearing here. We are coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. Here we stick a microphone in somebody's face, take a 30-second sample of their voice, and then we know a lot about them, and we're going to talk about that tonight. We are also going to be showing a software called The Leading Edge. And we're going to do a drawing of the people who are here with us. Now, if you're with Richard over there on Blog Talk Radio, you can write to him or me. And for mine, it's just Sherry, Sharry Edwards at Gmail. Richard, how can they get you?
You can reach me at talktomeguy, all words, at gmail.com.
So
and I would add for people who are listening at either side, for those of you at Blog Talk Radio, you can get to the WebEx feed, which Sherry is managing, And you can get, for both sides, you can get to more information at soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab on the homepage. And then for today's show, it's Direction for Truth. And down there on the right-hand side, you'll find a link. If you want to join the WebEx side, which is the video feed with chat, the active chat over there, and or if you want to come and listen over at Blog Talk Radio, you can click on the link, which will take you there, or you can listen at 347-850-1407.
I think the sound is a lot better over there because this phone has got all this lightning and stuff coming in on it. I will repeat what I said, that we are going to be doing a drawing from the people who are participating, who are listening actively to the show for the software that we're going to be using this evening. As we talk about voter rights, I don't know if it's voter rights. We're going to be talking about just voting in general and how you feel about it, because I really think, and this is my personal opinion, that what is going on in this election is crazy. Remember early on when we did Trump's voice, and it said he's not interested in the position of being president. He's
yep.
interested in getting the job done in the way that protects the people. We still stand by that. We've done some recent things, and he still has no foundation for being president. He just thinks the presidential job needs to be done. Now, I'm of the opinion, Richard, that people really know on some level, on a subconscious level, they know what's going on. There is an otoacoustic emission coming out of your ear. It's a sound. And on some level, we pick it up and we know whether the other guy is telling the truth or telling all of the truth or being honest. So I want to talk about that and about our rights being squandered, but you always have wonderful announcements about our rights and how they're being squandered. Do you have anything this week?
I do have an announcement, and I won't be long on it because, you know, why? But I think this is more an observation, and I sent you this link in the Skype chat to you. There was a thing that was put out, and it was called the mistaken release. This is the name of the article. Mistaken release of glyphosate report raises question over EPA's ties to Monsanto.
So EPA, our government, yeah, our government.
What?
Is tied to Monsanto?
I'm stunned. I'm never speechless, but I try. I could act as if I'm speechless. And so what happened is on the EPA's site, they released a statement saying, no, everything's fine with glyphosate. It's not cancerous. It's not carcinogenic, even though it's been banned in France and other countries are banning it because they think it's suspected many things. Here they're still maintaining, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. And within less than 12 hours, that statement was taken down with no explanation. And then later on, the explanation was, oh, well, we didn't mean to put that up so soon. We're not completely certain that we've resolved the studies yet. There was just a lot of backpedaling about, no, we didn't mean to do that. That was a mistake that shouldn't have been posted. So that's led to sort of... everybody to talk about, well, we don't know what that really means. It could mean that they really want to say something. And there was a cover-up starting, or, you know, we don't – the bottom line is, and I'll put this link to this article in both chats, you know, the bottom line is that's really weird and that's interesting.
More spin, more lies, more half-truths, half-lies, pulling the wool over our eyes. I recommend to everybody you read Animal Farm because it shows how we are being treated like cattle. They are taking our eggs and paying us a pittance and a few scraps they feed us to eat or let us keep. And based on that, I want to tell you something that's going on in Ohio that just makes me want to throw in the towel. Totally. We have something called a cat tax that is coming. I've been here for 3 years and slowly encroaching. The first year, $50. That's it. Now it's $50 for every month, or it's just ridiculous. And listen to what this is. Unlike a corporate income tax, which is imposed on a business's profit, a gross receipts tax is imposed on the business's total sales of goods and services with no deduction for the cost of doing business. And they are taking 25 cents out of every dollar of gross income. Gross. What you totally make with no deductions, no expenditures, not paying your employees, but gross. And I will bet you 80-85% of businesses in Ohio don't have 25 cents left over to pay this tax. What's going to happen is you're going to have a business, and this tax, you're going to end up owing the government for having a business. This is Ohio, and I bring it up because I am so concerned that Trump is going to bring in Kasich, our governor, as his vice
VP.
President. But listen to that. Gross. Okay, I make $100,000 a year, and this is imaginary. I make $1 million a year. But it takes me $999,000 or whatever it is to make that money because I spent it in payroll taxes and blah, blah, blah. Now they're coming in and they're taking 25% more. We pay 39% to the IRS, 25% to these jokers, plus on top of that, an Ohio income tax, plus 8% for job and family services because they couldn't run their welfare, so they tacked on 8% to the employers to pay welfare, and 3-4% to workman's comp. We're up to 77% of our income is going to the government. Why should I stay in business? 77%.
Wow.
It's crazy. No deductions for the cost of doing business. That's nuts. Here, that's political. Well, here's some other nuts things. This is Loretta Lynch, and we've talked about this before on this show. Well, wrong one, but I'll talk about it anyway. This is her suing over this bathroom law. You have to let people in the bathrooms that they want to go in. If they're a transgender, it has to be whatever bathroom they want. They feel like they are. There is such a simple solution to this. His, hers, and ours. Make three bathrooms, you nutballs.
So that means if that law was, let's say you were in North Carolina and you'd had a business, so that means you as the business would have to invest the money. Let's say that you're a small restaurant and you seat only 30 people, and you already have to figure out to have two bathrooms. So that means that then you have to come up with $50,000 or $70,000. It's going to cost you to put in a new bathroom. Really? That makes sense? Really?
If you have 15 employees or more, you must comply. Just make another bathroom instead of making all bathroom transgender. That's stupid. It's nuts. And you watch it happen. There's going to be some pedophile that dresses up like a lady and grabs some little kid out of a bathroom. Watch it happen. These stupid idiots, they don't even have enough. If their brain was dynamite, they couldn't blow themselves up. I'm mad. Can you tell?
Yep.
Well, here's another one. The Justice Department has decided that it can no longer use the term felons or convicts. It must use the term people who have been convicted of crimes because felons and convicts tell people you have been in jail, and that's discriminatory. How nuts is that?
Meanwhile, Flint still doesn't have clean water, but they can worry about this minutia. Yeah.
Garbage. Just absolute garbage. And you try to do something about it, and then I got this in the email this week. Woman in tears after she sees how electronic voting is stealing votes. It, and I can't show a lot of this because there's some very strange advertisement on the side that I don't want seen by my family audience. But this is just ridiculous. They, in this video, and I'll put it out here, the link anyway, they show how this person with a, oh, I just sent it to Steve. I need to send it to everybody. This person with a computer, as long as they have the serial number of the machine, and they can get that by going in and voting or pretending to vote or whatever, or watching the voting machine hauled off the truck with a camera, as long as they have the registration number of the machine, they can change the votes. So what does it matter anyway, whether you vote or not? And now along comes Donald Trump, and he turns the whole thing upside down. And people are telling half-truths about everybody, half-truths about Bernie and Hillary and Trump and nutso things. You know, Cruz announced today he's going to jump back in if he wins in Nebraska. It's crazy for them to say, and I heard this on the news, that Trump gave money to the Democratic Party. So he's really a Democrat. They left out the fact that he gave money to Republicans too. Not maybe in equal amounts, but generally equal. Why can't they tell the truth? Boy, that to me is the biggest thing right there. If you can't tell the truth and tell all of it, then your foundation is very wobbly and holy and not any good as far as I'm concerned. So it's crazy with all of the stupid spin. But there has been one thing that has been consistent throughout all of this. And that's Trump saying, we're going to make America great again. I'm for the people. I love the people. I like three things about Trump. A lot of other people don't. But consider the options. He's getting rid of Obamacare. He's getting rid of the IRS, and he's going to take care of our veterans. Now, Bernie, I think Bernie would make a great candidate. Maybe we could get Trump to get Bernie as his vice president. Because I think he has a lot of similar ideas.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it, to bring the parties together?
Yeah.
I'm a little ticked off about people get to go to college for free because I don't think they've thought that through. Remember when it was free in California and that's what put California in bankruptcy? Why isn't anybody bringing that out? Do you remember when we had Jack Abernoff on, the guy who went to jail for being a lobbyist and paying off congressmen? Do you remember what he said? About paying off people and how easy it was?
Yeah. It was just like a lifestyle.
Yeah, and they're all bought and paid for.
Yeah.
I think one of the things Trump did in saying, I will pay for my own campaign, he wanted to be able to say, if he lost, I didn't use any of your money to do it. And I still think it's going to come out that he doesn't want the job. He just wants the job done. And there's a lot of dumb things that he said. There's a lot of dumb things Hillary has said. I don't listen much to Bernie. Has he said dumb things?
Not really. Bernie is pretty much, you know, shooting from the hip, speaking what he... I mean, he's been a congressman forever. And he's loved by the state he's in, which I think is Vermont. And he pretty much just speaks from the hip. There was something recently somebody was trying to bust him on, but I can't remember what it was, a comparatively minor thing compared to some of the things that Trump has said. But no, he's pretty much just a shooting from the hip kind of guy with a lot of experience.
But he also is promising some things that I think will put us further in debt, and that's getting him into trouble. So how can we talk some sense into him?
You know, they're both, you know, if we just talk about between Bernie and Trump, I mean, they're both, you know, yeah, like Donald's going to go in and eliminate the IRS, you know, an unbelievable machine that makes the government billions of dollars every minute. He's just going to go and go, okay, that's it. It's out. You know, he's blowing smoke up his pipe, I guess I'll put it. So they're both saying, you know, they're
flat tax.
I don't know. He never proposes anything. He never says anything other than he's the man and he's going to get it done and he's going to make America great. Otherwise than that, he says nothing except sound bites.
Well, let's hope he changes. Let's look at your voting information between Bernie and Trump. And let's just see which one balances you, because on some level, that otoacoustic emission that comes out of your ear that tells you when somebody's lying, it's really in there. So let's not consider what they're saying. Let's consider how you feel. You can bring up their stuff. But there is a thing that they taught us in psychology class, that if you can keep your subjects in a state of cognitive dissonance, to where you're telling them two things are true that are in direct opposition for each other, and they can't bring it together in their mind, then they can't properly think. That's what the parties are doing to us. Even though we've set them up politically, there's a right and a wrong, a left and a right, and we patterned it after lawyers and the court system, that there's somebody's wrong and somebody's guilty and somebody's not guilty and whatever. So we start looking at this. So if you really know what's going to happen, and the Russians have found out that this is true, that if we look at 100 people and ask them a question, among those 100 people, even though they don't think they know the answer, they have the answer. It's in there for them. So let's start with Richard about Bernie. That might be a good one.
So you want me
and
to talk about Bernie?
Yeah, in just a second.
Okay.
We're getting
sure.
More and more people coming in. So thank you for calling all your friends and tell them if they want a free copy of the software. To come in. And this is going to teach you how to use this computer program. You can use the little free nano that's on our site under download, soundhealthoptions.com, and you'll get the same information. So I'm going to hit the little microphone here, and there are dozens of videos about how to run these programs and how to look at these programs, how to use them. And I am going to also put in the chat the tutorials. There's 10 tutorials up on Vimeo that will show you how to use this program. And I know there's at least 4 or 5 hour-long shows that will show you how to do what we're doing right now. So talk about Bernie. How do you feel about Bernie? Imagine yourself going to the polls and voting for Bernie. Okay, go.
So as I vote for Bernie, I'm voting for him because I support his idea of making it so that the government is not so in charge of all of our money, reducing spending in terms of the military, trying to advocate for us as a people for health support. Even if there are issues within that, I still feel that's a worthy, you know, conversation to, like, let's actually look at the health system. Wanting to actually do something for veterans and support them and get them health care coming back from wars that are stupid. That's my opinion. And really believing that he does have the best interest of his constituents at heart. I mean, he's been a congressman for a long time in a state where he is loved. So he must be doing something right. He's actually doing it.
Okay. Now, we can do some interpretation of this. First, we have to save it so we can come back and look at it later. And we can get an interpretation of what Richard is saying here. But it's more important what Richard left out. He left out F, F sharp, G, and G sharp. Now, what in the heck does that mean? There is a chart on our site under downloads. And you can go look at each of these and follow along. This is under downloads, under Nano. And there's the link to the tutorials at the same time. So just go to the Nano Voice, to the downloads, Nano Voice, and you can download all of this information. We're providing it to the public so that they can make credible decisions about this election. And the energy that Richard left out was have a plan, make sure the plan is stable and sturdy, and carrying out into some kind of fruition. You said those words that you don't exactly know how he's going to do it, but there it is. You are split about talking with Bernie. Yes, reactive. Yes, you'll follow him. Yes, it's good for the universe. Yes, it's a universal principle. But over here, intellectually, you have some ego about how this is going to work. Let's look at your numbers. You love the numbers. Good foundation. You have a 32. Huh? Pardon?
No, that was just me pawing at the numbers.
Good foundation spiritually, and that's this bottom row here, gut level spirituality. This is the way it ought to be, sort of a Hoss on Bonanza personality, stable, sturdy. Spiritually, it's wonderful for you. As a man, this is masculine leadership kind of thing. You've got something out of balance here in C sharp. You want Bernie because Bernie likes it your way, kind of an egotistical thing. But this 32 that's up here in childlike naivete, this gives you doubts as to whether Bernie can pull this off. How close am I?
I would say that's all true.
Okay.
I think the ego part has to do with the fact that my agenda is not dissimilar from Bernie's in that I feel that everything is careening out of control. Yeah, I do have an ego sense of, you know, whatever that is, not equality, something.
He matches what you think ought to be done?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about Richard and what is the other, any other candidate you would consider? Let's just throw you to the wolves. Richard, about Trump. So you're going to imagine going into your polling place and thinking about Trump and what he stands for, and can you vote for him? Can you imagine yourself voting for him? Okay?
Okay. I'm breathing in.
Go.
Okay. So the idea of voting for Trump, the tricky arena to me, the first thing that comes to mind when I think about Trump is that I am embarrassed by him speaking, period, as a representative of the possibility of being president of the United States. Because he has no manners, he has no grace, he has no sense of poise, he has no sense of the ability to actually speak in front of people. So the idea of him sitting down with world leaders and talking about something is just horrific. The idea of sitting down with Japan and having a conversation, or, you know, pick anybody.
I think what you're talking about is couth.
Couth. He ain't got no couth. I haven't heard that
yeah.
word in a long time.
There
that must
you
be an
go.
Old-timer word, couth. That's so perfect.
But can you see what it did for you? It filled in the action that Bernie left. Can you see how Trump and Bernie together would make a good pair, at least
yeah.
from your perspective?
Yeah.
We're going to ask for volunteers to do this. So if you guys are stumped about who you're going to vote for, go up there and click that little hand, raise your hand, and we'll look at it for you. If not, I'm going to get called on the carpet to be able to do it. This is crazy. still that ego. You want your way. You think the way you think about society and people is how it ought to be. You're at 144 about Trump, and you believe that the president should not reflect badly on you or the United States. The ego is involved a little bit. B is almost equal, and that's universal truth, universal acceptance, reactions. So how would you accept it if that happened with Trump?
I'd be calling my friends living in Mexico or Ecuador and asking if they had an extra room to rent for 4 years.
You really would leave the country?
It seems pretty frightening unless he suddenly turns around in like a most amazing way possible. It would be like a suspense thriller where at the end you find out it was really the nanny that killed the family. Or, I mean, just like some weird twist, he would suddenly become a cognitive, filled with couth person.
So we should suggest to the Trump people that if he made Bernie his vice president, that it would make you happy.
Yes. Feel free to tell them that. I know they're waiting for that.
I think that's great.
Yeah. And can we see the numbers on the recent one?
Oh, some naivete here about Trump.
Yeah. Hmm.
But nice foundation. Very nice foundation. You leave out D sharp, but you had it great up here. D sharp is information in support of other people.
Mm.
So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was looking at this, I would take the best of Trump and the best of Bernie, and I can send this on to the Trump organization and say, we've done a little study, not much, we got two other volunteers, but we've done a little study, and this is what the people want. They know what they want, even without all of the spin and garbage. Bernie doesn't fill you up as much as Trump. Trump has much more action to him than Bernie.
Mm-hmm. I think they'd be, I do really think that they would be a great counterbalance to each other. It's true. I can't imagine those two worlds colliding, but, you know, I think that the idea of him being, of Bernie being Trump's vice president would be an amazing counterbalance.
Do you have anybody else in mind?
Not really. I mean, I could talk about Hillary, but you said you had other volunteers. I think we should get their two choices.
Okay, I would like to see Trump give Ben Carson the lead in education for all of the United States, and I'd like to see him turn over Obamacare to Carly Fiorina. But those are just my suggestions. We're going to call on Philip next. Let me open a program. And for those of you just listening to us, we are opening a computer program called Leading the Way, and it's based on the little nano. You can do this with the nano if you want. You can tell the difference. The nano's all blue, and this is blue and purple. But what the computer does is take everything you say and translate it into a note. Just like you were singing a note of A, it would show the note of A, only we're just talking here. So, Philip, I am going to open your microphone. You're unmuted now. Do you want to tell us your opinions first about the election?
I think I can.
Okay, so who are you going to talk about first?
We'll talk about Hillary first.
Philip. Okay, Philip about Hillary. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
I believe that Hillary's dangerous. The country. If we elect Hillary, it'll be business as usual. Clearly, while she was Secretary of State, she earned lots of money, for the Clinton Foundation, and just yesterday it was identified that that foundation is considered a fraud charity. I'm in South Florida, and when the earthquake hit Haiti, you had Bill and George begging for the Red Cross.
Okay, what this says is yours is an emotional feeling. Let's look at your numbers, because everything here is blue. C-sharp, justice, you believe that there's a problem with justice and there's a problem with information and support for the people. I'm going to show you something in a minute about Hillary. Most of yours is about justice. You want to see justice done. And you will fight for that. You have an 85 score on the note of C. That's twice normal. So you'll stand by what you're saying. There's some childlike octaves here, which says you're afraid this is really going to happen and there's going to be big trouble. I'm going to open something up about Hillary. And we do these all the time, and they are on our website. This is about Hillary and Obama standing in the airport hangar as Stevens and the other men came back in their coffins, and they are standing there saying, this was this terrible video. We're going to get this guy. This was not anything about the U.S. It wasn't us. And here is Obama. Pure intellect, where yours is emotional based on your emotion. His is based on his head. He is also in conflict between his head and his reactions. Look at his frequencies. Well, this is Hillary's. This is Hillary's frequencies. Two totally different lines. One in total fantasy and one in masculine energy. She's attempting to control something that she knows is untrue. When we begin to look at her columnar view, her F-sharp is high. Intellectual planning and management of the situation with words, but all intellect. Then they sent out Susan Rice to say, this was all that dirty movie. You know, they did arrest that guy and put him in jail just to try to counteract or substantiate their lies. I want to cuss. But here is Susan Rice and her intellect. Now, D-sharp stands for, look at your chart, information brokering. But from an intellectual perspective, Philip came out with that emotional perspective. And look at Susan Rice. Two separate lines here. They know they are lying. They know that what they're spitting out is total fantasy. So Hillary and Obama and Susan Rice, if you put all of them together, they make one whole. I should have got a transparency and put these together. You'll see that Hillary has that high F. Make an intellectual plan. Carry out the intellectual plan. Carry it out with words. And then there's Obama. Justice. It's the right thing to do. Intellectually, to tell people it was that video, that other man, it's not the United States. You know, they're finding out now, but 13 hours of Benghazi, that they were gun-running to the rebels, to the people who turned out to be ISIS. They were gun-running through Benghazi. And the government knew about it. Read that book, 13 Hours of Benghazi. And those guys are telling the truth. And then you look at Susan Rice. These are people not telling the truth. When you look at all of these numbers that are separated by many, many blocks of information, they're not being truthful. One exception is if the blocks are in the very lowest foundation, and then up in fantasy, they think they're saying something for the benefit of everyone concerned, but the trouble is, who gets to choose? So we look at Phillips and his voting, or talking about lying Hillary, and he knows on a personal level that justice will not be served, either emotionally or intellectually, if Hillary is elected. I agree with you, Philip. I wouldn't vote for Hillary. I might write in Donald Duck or somebody if they gave me a choice about voting for Hillary. So do you have somebody else that you want to vote for?
Well, just to share with you, I have a big sister that I talk to in Colorado regularly, and I've been teasing her, saying that Donald's a choice, and I've been telling her that actually, once he puts Condi on the ticket, I'm all in. However,
Condoleezza Rice?
Yes.
Okay. Condoleezza Rice knew about 9/11.
Yeah, she's evil.
Oh, you don't want Condoleezza Rice on there?
Well, she's evil enough to keep all the other people in the world in check. And
okay,
she's in the NSA, so she has all the tapes.
Okay, we should put in here Condi Rice. Okay, you
ready to go?
No.
I'm not going to vote for it. Let's put Trump in.
Okay.
And she's the one.
Well, you know, you can do this yourself. They don't keep what you say, just the sound. So this is going to be Philip talking about Trump. You travel around the country a lot, Philip. What's the general gist of what people are saying?
All of my Democrat friends, they have a visceral hate of Trump. And I keep telling them, and they love Obama. And I keep saying, listen, if you pay attention to what Obama has done, he is George Bush light. You knew the fix was in when he was elected, and he came out and said, we're not going to chase those evil bankers who've stolen all the money. So it was clear that this whole thing changed jazz was just that, and he was dishonest with the people.
When Obama came to office, he was worth $3 million. Now he's worth $21 million. What did he do while he was president to earn that money?
Probably got a piece of that Clinton Foundation.
I wouldn't doubt it. Okay, so you want to talk about Trump?
Okay.
And if you do this when we're off the air about other people, would you send it to me?
Okay.
All right, you ready to go?
Ready.
You're going to talk to the little zero gets to 500.
Okay. A couple years ago, I met the Don, actually. I volunteered at the Public Junior Golf Tournament here in Miami, and he flew in on his helicopter. I walked up to him, and I said, Mr. Trump, can I take a photo with you? He was gracious, and we took the photo. And just to let you know, I'm a man of color. Now, when I look at the Donald, I've discovered why everyone in the establishment hates him. And it is because he truly wants to make America great. And I'm going to finish this. What does it mean? It identified that he is about to defang the Federal Reserve. And he's going to give them all the debt. And he's going to do what Kennedy tried to do that got him shot, create United States money, which will take care of all our deficits and really give the country prosperity. When I look at Hillary, they're not going to allow that to happen. So the Donald, he needs to have several planes and not let anyone know which one he's on, because they're going to blow one out of the sky.
Did you notice that when you talk just about Donald Trump, you had almost every sound, every note. It was incredibly balanced. But when you started to talk about him with you, it narrowed down a little bit to this F sharp and G, which is emotional again. F sharp, carry out the plan for a useful purpose. Hillary doesn't have that for you. I wish I'd have stopped it sooner, just when you were talking about Donald, because your voice was so incredibly balanced. 207 in fantasy about carrying it out. You're not sure how he's going to carry out things either. But F sharp and G, carrying it out for a useful purpose. You're a little bit scattered. I think we're all scattered about Trump because he really hasn't said what his platform is. And I think if he ever brought it out that the Federal Reserve is his platform, they would do him just like he did Ron Paul. That was Ron Paul's thing, and he's still trying to do it. And by the way, there are some despicable scam artists out there trying to raise money for Ron Paul to pay up, out some kind of tax bill, and it's not true. It's just nothing but a scam. It's not put out by the Ron Paul people. But I saw them devastate Ron Paul. I don't know what they used, but they got him to back down, and I think it was on the point of the Federal Reserve. And you look at some of the books about Kennedy, that's why, you're right, they're saying that's why they killed Kennedy. And if Donald Trump comes out with that right up front, I think he's going to be in more danger than if he just kind of holds it back and lets it be known maybe in the background, but not out front. So it looks like yours is an emotional response. You have a little bit of intellect, not much. 45 is normal. You got 50 in one and 85 in the other. So you also have an idea of what you think is intellectually correct for the people. So do I. I think getting rid of the IRS and just having a flat tax is for the betterment of the people. Getting rid of this trash they call Obamacare, and that's because it's just running everybody broke. My insurance deductible went from $300 to $3,000, and not $300 a year for everything, but $3,000 per event. I break my arm, it's a $3,000 deductible. I have an appendectomy, it's a $3,000 deductible. I will never collect on any insurance unless I get in a car accident or something. I just better not get sick, which is a great way to say everybody needs bioacoustics to keep themselves healthy. Any questions there, Philip, about this? I agree with you. I think Hillary is the same status quo, put money in her pocket however she can, and, oh, I almost cussed, and pee on the little guys, because you're nothing more than a way to gain money. And I'm going to go back and tell a story. Some of you have heard this, but it's about last Thanksgiving. I was going to go visit my son, and I just had a bad accident. I fell off a two-story porch balcony and broke my back. So I went to the doctor because traveling in a car was just very uncomfortable for me. So I asked for some light pain pills. At first, he wanted to give me OxyContin. And no, I didn't want that. I wanted something very light. So he gave me something called Vimovo. And we took it over to the pharmacist, and she said, your copay is $60. And so, oh, my God, $60? We had good insurance then, and we haven't changed insurance. The insurance has changed itself. And she said, you should be lucky. It's $1,700. This one-month supply of this Vimovo is $1,700. So I called my friend in Canada, and you can get it there for $54. I had paid with my deductible the whole thing. Then I went looking at what it was, and this Vimovo is nothing more than Naproxen. That's $4 for a month's supply at Walmart, and Nexium to keep your stomach settled, and that's $23.99 right off the shelf. For $27.99, I could have bought the exact same thing, the exact same ingredients, in the exact proportions right off the self. And that insurance company used me to collect $1,700 off of Social Security and put it in their pocket because I had totally already paid for the prescription. Now that's how we're being used. We're being used as cattle to put money in big pharma, in the government pockets, and I really think big government runs Wall Street. It's just they take the little guy's money. Like right now, they say, gold, gold, gold's the time to buy. No, it isn't. Gold's on a downswing. But they'll tell you any spin to get you to do it and put your few dollars in so they can put it in their pocket. A few weeks ago, we did a Direction for Truth that was how to spin gold into straw. And we explained all of this and showed the statistics. We're going to... You have any other questions, Philip, about this?
No, no. If you'd like me to Bernie, I can.
Well, let's do that. And after you talk about Bernie, I've got a short announcement. Let's move this up a bit. Are you seriously thinking about doing Bernie? Voting for Bernie?
Well, I can tell you why I won't.
Oh, okay. Okay, Philip, about Bernie. All of you can do this. Just download that little nano voice. It's totally free. Talk about all of the candidates and see which one brings you the most balance. And we're talking about Philip. When he first started about Donald Trump, it was totally balanced. Little bit more of F sharp and G, but he had every color in here and very nicely balanced. But just see which one brings you the most harmony. Because even as you listen to these people, you should be able to tell which one of them are telling the truth and leaving out. We know on some level, but they're just trying to keep us in cognitive dissonance with their backroom politics. You ready, Philip?
I'm ready.
Go.
When I think about Bernie, what I think about is the comparison between I think about the comparison between he and Hillary because they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Bernie's a socialist. He believes that there is a free lunch and that he can share it with everyone. Now, we know, those of us who are in grips with reality, that there's no free lunch. So he has no clue as to how he's going to pay for what he's going to give to people, and that's the problem.
A lot of this is up in fantasy, but Bernie balances you out. Look at that. Leaves a little bit of A-sharp, that's immune system, a little bit of stress there. Leaves out F, what the plan is, but here's carry out the plan. But look at that. You like what Bernie stands for, you just don't see how it's possible? Is that what you're going for?
I'd say so.
Because there's a lot more balance there. There's more universal love of humanity here in the note of B, 68 hits. A-sharp missing, that's stress, that's spirituality. It's non-physical issues. So you like what Bernie is saying, but as things are set up now, it can't exist. It can't happen. There's just no way to carry it out. So the plan's bad. If you get a way to carry it out, you'd go with that. But you see him as somebody who supports the people. That's very nice. You know, we could sit and play with this all day and say, okay, talk about a Bernie Trump team. Talk about this team, but nice. Thank you. Let's see if we can get one more in before we have to close. my little announcement. We had a phenomenal person on the show, the Sunday show last week. You want to talk about that a little bit, Richard, while I get set up? Richard, did we lose you? Richard.
No, no, I'm back. I had sneezed and forgot to unmute myself. I'm back.
Okay.
So you mean Preston Nee?
Yes.
The narcissist guy? It was a great conversation. Preston is a, I think Philip's mic is still open. I'm hearing an echo. And Preston Nee is a professor at a college in the Silicon Valley. And his specialty is communication. And he does a lot of consulting with the business community. And he's really teaching people about narcissism, how you deal with narcissism, how you become aware of it, how you know if you're, you know, he has written a number of small, very readable books on dealing with difficult people.
Always
putting, you know, you're really coming from the position of you're in the first position. Instead of kowtowing to a narcissist, you become able to identify the narcissists and how you talk with them, how you bring them, you know, you may or may not bring them around, but at least you have a way of having a foundational way to communicate with difficult people. And it was a great conversation. He was really had a lot of good information, and he's had a lot of experience in the field dealing with tricky and difficult personalities.
What astounded me about him was that people who are too nice create narcissists in their life. And that was a total turnaround for me about being a good person and how being too good caused a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to open. We'd recommend you go back and listen to that. It was a Blog Talk Radio only. It was on Mother's Day, so we didn't have many audience members, but we may run it again because it was an incredible show. Okay, Greg, your mic is open. Can you talk to us?
Oh, yeah, I sure can. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you great. Who do you want to talk about voting for?
Well, let's talk about Trump first.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, I think Donald Trump has got the background and the capability of actually being a leader, and his complainers are saying he doesn't put forth his policies. But in fact, Obama said hope and change is all that he ever said. I kept saying when Obama was running, what do you want to do? Hope and change, what's that?
It never happened.
I think that Donald has done it.
The hope and change never happened. I think people are more disillusioned now, 10 times worse than when Obama took office, but that's my prejudice. About his know-nothing, do-nothing, see-no-evil sort of campaign. He really, for me, he came off as a community organizer that wanted everybody to be happy. But you can't be president that way.
He's the pawn.
Yep. Looks like a good combination of intellect and emotions, but second-guessing yourself. I want to think about it. I want to feel about it. Bringing those two together about the plan, about carrying the plan out for a useful fruition with high spirituality. No ego here. Let's look at your numbers. Nice numbers in male and fantasy. No, this is childlike. This is naive. Somebody would look at this and say, you're naive to think he could do that. I think Trump needs to give more of his platform out so that you can integrate more of what you think about him, of how he's going to do this. That's that F sharp that's separated. These two are separated. You think that he has the leadership, because it's a -2, it's in a masculine octave, the leadership, the get up and go, the go after it, but you're not sure how it's going to come out. Do you think he's naive?
No, I think that he's right about he. No matter what he says, he's going to get criticized for it.
Yep.
And so the thing is, he's on a track. We could talk about Hillary for a minute, but.
Okay, we'll do that next. You think he's withholding right now?
Well, I think that I've been a businessman for 40 years. I think that the success that he's had, even, you know, they say, well, you went bankrupt and so on. Well, you know, when you do those financings on big buildings and so on, you do run into trouble. Things, he negotiated his way out of it. And they say, who took the loss? Well, who took the loss was the bankers, the guys who are charging 22% interest for money that costs them nothing.
Yeah, Federal Reserve again. Okay, do you want to talk about, we're out of time, but we're going to go over a little bit, maybe 10 minutes. Do you want to talk about Hillary now?
Sure.
Okay, you ready?
Sure. The main problem I have with Hillary is that we do know what we're getting with Hillary. We're going to get a continuation of the Obama plan, and I believe that the woman is completely unethical. And the day that she said that to business owners that you didn't do that, that was done for you, shows how out of touch with reality she is, and that the fact that she's never held a job where she had to produce anything.
Did you just want to slap her when she said that? You didn't build this business. The government did it for you.
Yeah.
The government made the roads to your business. The government got the permits for the building. I just wanted to slap her. I shouldn't say that, but I think she just seems so out of touch. I think you just hit it there. Donald Trump feels like he knows what the little guy is feeling. He's in tune with them, where she's up here in some ivory tower. You know, they say about professors a lot of the times, they can't do, so they teach.
Well, I think in her case, she just doesn't care.
As long as she gets hers?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about her deal.
We have done so many of hers. The day that she was announcing that she was going to run, was, I'm here. We have that. We don't have time to do it today, but I have it. We ought to do one on an update of the presidential candidates. But you have a lot less emotion with Hillary. I don't know if that's good or bad. Intellect is about the same, about F sharp, about having a plan that's going to be carried out. But it looks very, very similar. The more you talk, the more your energy went into F sharp, G and G sharp, which is have a plan, make sure the plan's okay, carrying out to a physical fruition for a useful purpose. So you see Hillary as narrowing that perspective, not by a lot. A sharp is down, so you don't feel like she is spiritually what you want. Similar issues. Let's look at the numbers. 120. The note of E is the dividing point here for you. You don't have anything in E. Do you feel like you can't get your point across to some people?
part of the problem is that most of my friends are just unbelievable liberals. I don't know how they get through life, but and some of my kids, my two daughters who live in Boston, have been somehow they've rejected everything I taught them their whole life.
Well, you can get through about Trump more so, and even on an information broker, that's the D sharp. But boy, that's the biggest gap here about finding a way to deal with Hillary. There's several books written about Hillary, and I think the one that's going to do her in is what she did to the reputations and lives of the women who had affairs with her husband. if that ever gets out and people start talking about it, but the media doesn't seem to want to let it out. But if anybody, let's find one of them and have them bring him on the show. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, Trump is starting to talk about it.
That would be great. And we've given Trump a lot of ammunition about people. I wasn't supposed to say that. But good stuff. People are in turmoil. A lot more intellect when you're talking about Hillary. A lot more heart when you're talking about Trump. And I think that's a consensus that Trump knows the hearts of people. He's going to take up their cause. He's rich enough that he doesn't have to trade them in for any more money. So I think what Hillary's saying is hogwash. I think what Bernie is saying is the truth as he sees it for the downtrodden that has been so miserably mistreated over so many years and spit on and crapped on. I like what Ben Carson said. He just didn't have enough oomph behind him. I really liked what Carly Fiorina said. But her voice was just not trustworthy that she could carry it through. She needs somebody behind her with some armor. So if you're interested at all, go to our site, go to profiles, and you can see the presidential profiles that we've done two of. I'll do a third one now that it's come down to this, and I may include Cruz because he wants to come back in. I just think he's going to fall flat on his face in Nebraska because they're going to see him as a quitter. Oh, I lost Indiana. I'm going to quit. I'm going to take my ball home. And now he wants back in. It's disgusting. Any closing thoughts, Richard?
No, the whole thing makes me want to send postcards to my friend in Mexico. It's mind-boggling.
We've been invited, remember, by Gwen Olson and Daniels, what's her name? Both of them run out of the country because of this garbage that we're dealing with. They were trying to tell the truth. Have you seen the stuff about the other CDC people who are coming out, the other whistleblowers? CDC's going down. Boy.
Sherry, do you know of a guy named John Rappaport in California?
I have heard of him. I don't.
He's an investigative reporter. He is. He'd be someone a good person to have on for interviews sometime. He's uncovered a lot of the CDC stuff and the FDA and Monsanto and so on. And John in Rappaport, and he's in someplace in Southern California, just a little bit north of San Diego.
We will work on it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm going to mute you now. And what's going down? I think people are coming out of the woodwork to tell the truth, and they're not going to have to leave the country. About Big Pharma, about big FARMA, glyphosate, Monsanto, about Big Pharma, PHARMA, and how they are gouging the people. About the CDC, about the banks, people are coming out of the woodwork because they're seeing, well, maybe not. People are being killed, absolutely. But more and more people are willing to stand up because they're just seeing that this is just over the edge. From our bathroom habits to our voting habits, we're being taken advantage of. Thank you for being here. Please go back and listen either on Blog Talk Radio. Well, there wasn't a recording on ours. So Blog Talk Radio for Preston N.I., pronounced knee, about narcissism and about taking back your power, which is what these elections are about. Hillary's saying,
yes,
give me your power. Trump is saying, I'll help you take back your power. And what I don't want is much of the same old, and many of you may love Hillary, but what she did to the women who had affairs with her husband, she should have wrote an expose about him. He took advantage. Takes two. She didn't have to ruin their lives. And she did. Five or six of them. I will look them up and we'll see if we can get at least one of them on the show. Thanks for being here. Lots of good stuff in the chat. Go click in the chat, Control A. And we will see you on Sunday. And I think we are going to rerun Preston Neese's show. If not, Stephanie Seneff about glyphosate and how that's poisoning us is going to be on with us. Thank you for being here. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. That was fun. In large quotes. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. See you Sunday.